equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Apakah mungkin aku ini sudah gila? Belum bertemu tapi sudah jatuh cinta. Saat tak sengaja melihatmu di sampul majalah yang tak pernah terpikirkan untuk ku baca. Tapi itulah cara cinta bekerja. Tanpa permisi dia datang tiba-tiba. Lalu ku putuskan untuk mencari tahu siapa dirimu. Dan masih mungkinkah aku tercoba itu juga jadi gadis yang kan temani hari-hariku. Dan ku ingin cintanya menjadi sambul di hatiku. Juga depan aku selalu menjadi nomor satu. Tapi siapakah diriku ini yang kata orang tak rupawan begini. Tak bisa asik bergaya dengan segala macam cara yang ada di anak muda masa kini. Tapi apa salahnya punya hayalan, harapan atau sekedar angan-angan. Lalu ku putuskan untuk mencari tahu siapa dirimu. Dan masih mungkinkah aku itu juga jadi gadis yang kan temani hari-hariku. Dan ku ingin cintanya menjadi sambul di hatiku. Yang terdepan aku selalu menjadi nomor satu. Sambung majalah itu juga jadi gadis yang tadi hariku. Aku ingin cintanya jadi sambung hatiku. Yang terdepan dan selalu jadi nomor satu. Aku ingin gadis yang sambung majalah itu juga jadi gadis yang tadi hariku. Aku ingin cintanya jadi sambung hatiku. Yang terdepan dan selalu jadi nomor satu. Yeah.
digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagepe. To make kasawami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Safriadela. Thank you for listening.
Selamanya, hanya kau. thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is a beat of Batakese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Marpaugi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as kodaphone. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Asapi is passed down to their offspring. Asapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds: Asapi Ende and Asapi Doa. Asapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Asapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doal has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doal acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The sound of Hasapi Doal is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It wants the harahap as Hasapi musicians use. Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Oh,
Hasapi can play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyro wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Inde with Martogi Sitohan.
listener as Kempul Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempul Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Kempul Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempul Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round made of rice and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es kempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Keep it with you. of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish shelter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. The Indonesian Minister of Health targets 2,280 million people in free health check program. Indonesia involves NGOs in plan to build maternity and child hospital in Gaza. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. The Indonesian Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, outlined the free health check program launched on February 10th during the coordination meeting on inflation control for 2025 held on Monday. Minister Budi explained that this program is the largest ever undertaken by the Ministry of Health. It targets covering the entire population of Indonesia, reaching 280 million people.
Program ini adalah program terbesar.
This program is the largest ever run by the Ministry of Health, considering its reach to 280 million Indonesians. If we compare it in the past, the Ministry had programs such as stunting that reached 25 million children. The immunization program targeted 80 million people. The free nutritious meals program covered 83 million. And the COVID-19 vaccination campaign reached 200 million. This is the largest program in the history of the Ministry of Health, reaching 280 million people annually.
Dalam sejarah Kementerian Kesehatannya. Per tahunnya 280 juta.
Next up, Presiden Prabowo Subianto and Minister discuss speeding up downstream industry to create jobs and promote balanced economic growth in Indonesia. Ofra has the details.
Presiden Prabowo Subianto led a limited meeting with several ministers from the Merah Putih Cabinet in Hambalang, Bogor Regency on Sunday. The meeting focused on speeding up downstream industries in key sectors, ensuring that these projects bring real benefits in terms of job creation and equal economic growth across Indonesia. Minister of Investment and Downstream Industries, Head of Investment Coordinating Board Rosan Ruslani, explained that they, together with related ministries, have identified various downstream projects in sectors like minerals, coal, aquaculture, agriculture, and plantations. These projects are being analyzed thoroughly to prioritize those that will bring the most benefits to the economy and people's welfare.
We prioritize projects that create jobs. This is a key factor we focus on. We also look at their economic impact, job creation, reducing import and increasing export.
Rosan also emphasized President Prabowo's directions that downstream industries should not stop at the initial stage, but should serve as a gateway to broader industrialization. This will ensure that the acceleration of downstream industries leads to sustainable economic growth in Indonesia.
In the meantime, Indonesia involved NGOs plan to build maternity and child hospital in Gaza. More details are provided by Andi Romdoni.
The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs officially announced the plan for the hospital in Gaza, Palestine. The project will involve several sectors including the AXA Working Group NGO, which has been driving this initiative since October. Presidium of the AXA Working Group Rifa Berliana Arifin on Monday stated that the maternity and child hospital plan for Gaza will rely only on assistance from Indonesia, including contributions from both the government and the public. He highlighted that this hospital will be a special initiative as it is a project originating from Indonesia.
The only partner for this project is Indonesian people. We don't accept any part from the other countries. Because we want to make this project special, this from the heart of Indonesia to people in Gaza. So that we declared in the beginning that we cannot take or receive any donation or any part from the other countries. So any Indonesian who eager to help and feel like our brother and sister in Gaza need something like medical assistance for the a long time, so they can join this project. Maybe as a donor or as a team, we call also from Indonesian doctors, engineers, many profile from our side to contribute for this project.
Rifa Berliana Arifin further explained that they are in the process of coordinating with the government of Egypt and Palestine to secure permission to enter Gaza. He also mentioned that once the hospital is established, they plan to send 5 construction experts and 100 medical personnel to assist with the development.
Next up, Indonesia's maternity and child hospital in Gaza will rely only on domestic support. Again, Andi Romdoni with the reports.
The Indonesian government has announced plans to build a maternity and child hospital in Gaza, Palestine, to support the community there in the aftermath of the war. Ahrul Sani Faturrahman, director of the Middle East at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, stated that this initiative is part of Indonesia's commitment to supporting reconstruction efforts in Gaza, which has been devastated by war. On Monday, March 17, 2025, Ahrul Sani reiterated Indonesia's commitment to helping rebuild Gaza. The Indonesian government officially announced the plan to build the maternity and child hospital in Gaza on Friday. Speaking during the Voice Talk program on RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, Ahrul Sani explained that the project would involve various sectors of society addressing the urgent need for healthcare development in the region.
So we're getting the plan for reconstruction of Indonesian mother and child hospital in Gaza City. Actually, this is the real action from our cooperation and collaboration between the government and the Indonesian NGOs. In this case, the AFSA working group, how we can provide a humanitarian assistance for our brothers in Palestine, especially in Gaza, which we know that the health sector there is collapsed. So I think part of our assistance is how we can rebuild the health sector there by building the hospital and especially for mother and child.
Ahrul Sani further noted that the Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, is committed to facilitating the implementation of this program, especially considering the ongoing instability in Gaza.
From our side, of course, we will use all of our